You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I heard the doorbell ring and I was, you know, it's kind of like, I know it's not the Libertarians yet. And I looked around the corner and went, who is it? And actually turned out to be Morgan from Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling's here. So,
okay.
Love Morgan. Morgan's been to the Casa before, doing good work, maintaining our cooling apparatuses, apparati.
It is comfortable in here, I will tell you that.
PictureRocksCooling.com, 440-4069, 440-4069. 1 week away from a happy hour at Games and Gadgets. Please join us at 5:30. And then August 17th, night at the USO to support Southern Arizona Honor Flight. And I was communicating with Scott of the Tilly at Track Ranch, and Smooch is available for a kissing booth for raising money for veterans. So you put some money in, and you get the you get to kiss Smooch.
If you put a dollar in, you get to kiss him. If you put a 20 in, you don't have to kiss him. So
wow,
yeah, thank you.
I think it's worth kissing him. He's a beautiful
Smooch.
Animal.
Good dude.
He's a great, big, beautiful jackass.
Yes. Thank you, Il Donaldo.
That is such fake.
You hit the nail on the head, man. That came home. That has come home in very much truth.
Bring up that...
Sir.
That great, big, beautiful bean footage. Jake Crapper, Tapper.
Thanks, Tony.
I brought the Mary Murphy... organic farm to table Bellin today too.
Thank you.
So I got that. I got the regular sound machine.
Smiley face on it.
You know, I think Tim Steller should win a Pulitzer Prize. Donald,
see,
chill the hell out.
The smiley face bell that you got there for Mary. That's totally Mary. That's, you know.
Man, that Tucson
positive upbeat. I love
that Tucson Sentinel is just an amazingly great.
Listen, you're fake news. You're fake news.
Wow. I think Justine Wadsack can win a general.
Fake news.
All right, let's get to Jake. Listen to Jake Tapper. He's going to blame the Democrat, the quote, Democrat. This reminds me of him blaming. This is Ross Perot and the guys that invaded his daughter's wedding. You know, Larry, I was going to be in the race. And then my daughter's trying to get married and do the blessed nuptials. And then what happened? These guys came in and they did this. I think they were FBI, maybe CIA. George H.W. Bush, former CIA. You know what's going on there? All right, let's go to the Democrats elites that Jake Tapper hates so much.
In reality, 70% of voters,
Donald,
say that they believe President Biden is too old. That's according to CNN's most recent polling. Voters have been saying this for quite a long time. The reality is that the Democratic elites are mostly late to acknowledge these age and ability issues compared to the rest of the public. The elites have been forced to reckon with it after the debate just 11 days ago.
Look at my career. I've not had many of those nights.
This is him on Morning Joe.
Night, and I really regret it happened. But the fact of the matter is, how can you assure you're going to be on you know, faith that can intervene on your way to go to, you know, work tomorrow? Age wasn't, you know, the idea, I'm too old.
That was him trying to reassure everybody that he's okay, right? Okay, just to put that in perspective, Chris.
Fact of the matter is, how can you assure you're going to be out on, you know, on your way to go, you know, work tomorrow? Age wasn't, you know, the idea that I'm too old. Keep in mind, that soundbite is supposed to be reassuring to those Democratic supporters who have gone wobbly.
Did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
He doesn't think he did. He called into a couple of black radio stations where he said, among other things, this.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, mm-hmm. served with a black president. Mm-hmm. Proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together there's nothing. Look, this is the United States of America.
He's proud to be the first black woman? Not coherent. And even then, We later found out later from the radio host that the Biden campaign had given her a list of questions to ask President Biden. That is a huge no-no in journalism, and the host was fired for it. But it remains quite telling that in the Biden campaign's efforts to show that the president has not missed a step, his campaign felt the need to feed questions to the hosts for a call-in radio interview. And the president still, even then, failed to deliver in many of his answers. Now, many elected Democrats are expressing concern about this answer, too, although it was quite coherent. George Stephanopoulos asking him how he would feel if he ultimately loses to Donald Trump, which polls have suggested he will.
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do, that's what this is about.
As long as he gave it his all and did the goodest job he could do, that's what it's all about, is it?
And that's what it's all about. So, in the end, so I want to tell you something. That George Stephanopoulos video is what Raheena Romero put on her social
in
media
reality,
on why he's so amazing and why she stands with President Biden.
What?
Raheena in her one yeah. of, in her social
oh,
media.
Oh, sure, sure.
She the used interview. That. She used that Stephanopoulos one. Like yeah. he's the bomb. There's no fentanyl on the streets of Tucson. It's great.
Yeah.
The first Latina Tony the Tiger. It's great. I will tell you that the reason we even played Jake Tapper is he's been covering for President Biden for, I don't know, 3 years here on his senility, silliness, and what. And again, then if you look back at Jake Tapper crapping on Trump, I'm sure he was part of the Russiagate bullcrap. He was part of those, oh, I can't believe President Trump has his, he has the, you know, the his finger on the nuclear button. Now all of a sudden it's like, are those Democrat elites, they didn't know? I knew. But now I'm sharing with you that I know right now. It's like John Kerry. Remember when Lurch said that he had a plan to solve Easter the Middle Island. East, right?
Yeah,
and, I have a plan. He's only going to share it with you if he wins the presidency. He worked in both administrations, and after that were a Barack and the current fool, and he still hasn't shared it with us. That's really weird. Jake Tapper, I knew Biden was a dum-dum. It's the best. All right, we're playing Michael Murphy's playlist today. No, not the wildfire, Michael. I know Matt wants it to be.
The horse got out of its stall.
Jeez.
Ran around. I was sad.
We got to get to Austin Vonderhaden. Oh, I know I got to. There's a story by Hannah Cree over at Arizona Public Media that says local businesses set up community water stations in face of extreme heat. And I'm going to tell you, Hannah, she looks somewhere between the ages of 2 and 13, so she doesn't have that much life experience. I want to add on to her reporting here when we come back. And this is in the, this is, if you're a small business owner, you're going to, I think, appreciate what I'm going to say when we come back. So, so before, as Matt's punching buttons here, I just want to tell you, I think Carrie Lake could win a statewide.
Fake news. Listen, you're being rude.
Donald, she's all over me today. So listener Michael had a, he's doing a good list so far. We love his list.
Good stuff, man.
It's a great big list. And so, you know, if you want to scratch my back here, right where it itches. Yes. Duran Duran, Rush, which is coming up soon. And then, God bless him, he wanted Knights of the Round Table, Monty Python, and the Holy Grail. Matt Neely, spin us out. Here we go. A little Bobby Plant bringing us in.
Bob Shrub.
All right, you're on Wake Up Tucson. Dr. Neil with a zinger. Biden sounds like he's ready to transition to a tenured position in an Ivy League school. the Chomsky stratagem.
It tracks.
Listener Robert, the birthday boy, calling, you know, messaging in from the bird sanctuary out in Sonoyta. Remember all the remember all the military generals that were making public statements on whether or not they would follow Trump's military orders?
Right.
They're awfully silent now about Joe Biden.
Right. It was a chorus. You had Don Jorgensen on this station talking about, Donald Trump's mentally ill. Don Jorgensen, PhD, I believe, not MD. Oh, Donald Trump, he's mentally, it's 25th Amendment.
Who's Don Jorgensen?
Former Pima County Democratic chair. That Don Jorgensen.
Oh, he's still in town?
Well, this is years ago. This is during Trump's term.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, 25th Amendment.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The Mary Bell.
We got a 25th Amendment to Trump.
That is such fake news.
I'm glad you got that out.
Yeah, it was in the bottom of a whole bunch of papers, and then I'd put something, and all of a sudden it would depress it just enough in the bottom, and I would hear, so good.
So for all the people that thought there was a ghost in the building, it's just something would get jostled and that thing would go off.
That Tucson Metro Chamber is a true advocate for
business. You fake news.
God, he is just rough on me today. Let's get to Hannah Cree. She came on to Arizona Public Media coming off of, I don't know, like I'm sure she's like a U of A student or a very young lady. And so she's doing a story about local businesses setting up community water stations. Okay. And she's talking about some places on 4th Avenue that have, here's some water. Now, Hannah, I want to fortify your reporting. Fortify. Every
constructive criticism.
Not even criticism. I'm fortifying.
Well, constructive. Yeah. Okay.
I'm adding to her story. The rest of the story, as Pablo would say, the real Pablo, not the Pablo Slovakia slob. Okay. Every restaurant in this town is giving out water to the unhoused. And this is what she's missing in the story. Now, I don't know if there's I've heard there's a state law. There's some law that if someone asks for water, you got to give it to them. I don't know if that's real. I've heard it. I didn't look into it, okay? I don't know if it's real or fake news. Okay. Donald, calm down. Slow your roll, Donald. Okay. Now. But what this does is the willingness of local restaurants to give water puts them in a very precarious situation at times. I have been in that situation. Maybe all of us have. Just not me. Many of us have. You've been in a local restaurant in Tucson, and the cracked out fentanyl fool comes in. I want water. And you know something? I got to give those restaurant owners credit. 100% of them give them a glass of water. Now, of course, if it's a self-serve restaurant on the drink, I'm sure Josh can tell me this all day long. Chicken King, Lucky Wishbone. That what happens is you give them the cup for the water and they just start taking soda and other things while they're there. And so in relation to fortifying Hannah's reporting here, she's spotlighting two places that are putting out water for people because it's hot out. Bravo. But I'm telling you, every restaurant in this town is giving out water to the homeless, whether they're lucid or not lucid. And you know what happens, though? because of that dynamic, because it's so rampant, this fentanyl problem and all, and not a lot of these people are nice, okay? They put themselves and their customers, it puts them in a precarious situation. But the restaurant owners, everyone I know is giving water to these folks. So I don't want that to be forgotten, because we know that the city council thinks of all business owners as a bunch of selfish fat cats, which of course is horse crap. Back to Christy Simone calling Paul Cunningham on Bill's show when he was talking about minimum wage and Tucson businesses taking advantage of the worker, exploiting the worker. Which I thought he was Paul reading the Daily Worker that day. So kudos to all of you business owners that have already been giving water to homeless fentanyl freaks and people who truly need it, because you guys and girls have been doing that, and you should be spotlighted for doing that. Just because two places on 4th put a jug out on 4th Avenue, that's only a drop in the whole thing. You girls and guys have been doing it all of this time, and putting your employees and your customers sometimes in dangerous, precarious situations to give people water. So don't forget about that. Libertarian hugging and enlightenment in 35 minutes. Exactly, Sammy. That is a great start to a song, though. Finish what you started. EVH and the crew. Let's go to one of our most northern rural Wakeys. Umpire John calling with, I think he's amongst Sasquatch, amongst the woods of Flagstaff today. John, what's up?
Hey, Sasquatch, he was here last night, but he's gone now.
You have a Sasquatch, I have a Snell Squatch, you have a Sasquatch.
I'll take mine and raise you two.
I take yours all day long.
Yes, sir. You were talking earlier about the jet lag recovery for the president.
Yes.
In training on sleep cycles and all with my company, they say you transition at one time zone per day. So if I were to run to the East Coast, that's three. You know, they're 3 hours ahead of us. It'd take me 3 days. If I went from, say, Central Europe, that's back to D.C., that's 6 hours. He was home for 12 days. He ought to have been well recovered, even if he's going over and back. You know, he probably didn't get into that time zone. He was somewhere out in the middle of the Atlantic and then transitioning back. So I throw down the Bravo Sierra flag with regard to can I say that, Matt?
Yes.
All right, that flag down for the problems with jet lag. And if he had a cold, why'd he go out partying at Waffle House, sharing the wealth?
If you're sick, if you feel sick, stay home is what Dr. Fauci would tell
us. That's what they told us.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, no. There, the word gaslighting has reached, I think they're, you know, put a whole nother layer on it.
Fake news. Fake news.
Donald.
Thank you, Donald. Donald, get back.
Leave John alone, for God's sakes.
Anyway, you gentlemen take care.
You too, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Later, John. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's see what we got here today. Let's go to the mailbag real quick here. Letters. We got letters here. Let's see. Hi, I'm a registered independent voter. I have requested a Democrat primary ballot to be sent for me for the primary election here this month. I heard your interview with the family members of the deceased student run over and murdered by a couple of thugs in our fair city. Bottom line, Laura Conover is a worthless POS, as is the entire Dem Party across the U.S. Tell us what you really feel about it. How do I find your suggestions on how to fill out my primary ballot? So just go. He did find it in the end, which was at dsimonehq.com, which is my voting guide. So let's do the other question about voting guide, and that came from Andrea. Hi, Chris. I'm a conservative registered Republican. I haven't been able to listen recently. I'd like to know why you support Siskamani over Wynn, Leach over Wadsack, and Anna Orth over Jones/McGar. While I agree politically with Anna, believe in her strength, determination, integrity. I've known her personally. I'm on board with your other picks, but I'd love to hear your opinions on these candidates. If you prefer to direct me to prior show segments, I'm happy to listen. Thank you for your time. I look eagerly forward to your response. And then she talks about how I met them at a happy hour a few years ago. They're New Yorkers. The husband's from Brooklyn, grew up in Suffolk County on Long Island. Thanks for all you do to keep the community informed. So again, Siskamani over Wynn is easy because Wynn is a shallow, not serious candidate. And at the same time, I need a guy like Juan who can keep winning CD6. If somehow Wynn beat him in the primary, Kristen Engel is now your new congresswoman. Wynn can't raise money. She's shallow as the kiddie pool at the community park. All right. And she's not ready for prime time. Again, when she got upset about people filming her at a Republican lunch with 270 people because she wasn't proud of what she said, she's not ready to run for Oro Valley Town Council, let alone the U.S. Congress. And the Republicans who keep saying Juan is a rhino, he's an illegal immigrant, he works for the cartels, I've seen it all. This is why the current Republican Party, run by basically, it seems to be angry boomers and meme girls, a lot of it, all right, is you should be friends with Juan Siskamani instead of crapping on him. Because the guy is very engageable. He'll go anywhere you want and talk to you. Right? Now, why would you want to be friends with Juan in Southern Arizona? Because if you're the GOP in Southern Arizona, you would like to have Republicans win more than their fair share of races in a pretty D county. So what you say to yourself, like, here's Juan. He's got a great story. He came to America legally and not illegally. Right? Well, that's a great story. His dad's a bus driver. Raised a family, bus driver. Married his beautiful wife. They got somewhere between 4 and 11 kids, right? 6 kids, I'm just kidding. Right? And I don't know. They seem to be a pretty cool story. Right? But let's get to the real thing. You're a Republican Party that can't raise money. You couldn't pay your rent to Bruce Ash at Campbell in Fort Lowell, and now you're living in a basement over on Broadway, right? I don't know. Juan can raise money like that. You know, he's got he's going to be pushing $3 million of money himself. At the same time, it was reported that of all the Republicans in the state of Arizona, Congress people that have leadership PACs, Juan is the one that gives the most money to other Republicans. So for all of your other Republicans like Gosar and everyone that you think so great, which is fine, Juan has somehow given more money to Republican candidates than those folks. But he's the rhino cartel-owned bastard. So what I would do, too, is, oh, he's a good-looking guy, great communication skills, and bilingual, and he's Hispanic. Well, I don't know. So a guy who raises money, great communicator, bilingual, right, and knows how to keep winning CD6, he's a bastard. This is why, back to Yoda.
This is why you fail.
And then... Wadsack, I don't think, can win a general. This is why. And so, and Jones, so if you're going to pick one, out of Jones and McGar, you pick McGar, he's much smarter about the issues. If you're really going to pick another one that's not Anna Orth, you would pick, but McGar has gone along with the other two yahoos here. Go look up Rachel Jones and what's been going on in her life the last couple of years. That's all you need to do. She's part of the Wadsack mindset. I'm sick of it. Just sick of it. Everything's anger. If you criticize them, they especially, well, Wadsack really is, she's not ready for prime time either. But she can't, Wadsack can't win I don't think can win a general election anymore. I saw her yesterday at the Saddlebrook LD17 forum, and she was talking about how they've got all the, she's the highest vote, she was the highest vote getter of any of the legislator, blah 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 blah. You won a +8 district by, I believe, 1%. A +8 Republican district by 1%. And remember, the Democrats have already telegraphed Katie Hobbs is going to blow, the Dems, and they're going to blow at least an extra 100,000 in this race. All right? They're going to blow at least, we're talking outside, don't tell Terry Goddard, dark money. Okay? They're going to blow a bunch of money on this. Okay? And I'm telling you, it's they have a website called sackwadsack.com. This was part of the recall, and the Democrats have already showed you how they're going to pound her in the general. They're ready for her. And that picture her and Rachel Jones took with their AR-15s in front of the Capitol, how is that going to play with working moms in LD-17? They're going to get pounded with that every which way but loose. And then Vince has already showed where she called Uvalde the shooting in Uvalde a false flag or operation or whatever, about how it was just to be a gun grab. And she doesn't have a demeanor to be in all of this. As you keep look at her yelling at Scott McMahon about the Queen of Evil with Shelley Keyes. So, Andrea, that's my reasons for my picks in those races. So again, if you are a fan of academic freedom, charter schools, ESAs, open enrollment, you like your, very pro Second Amendment laws and or lack of laws in Arizona. You like the tax cuts, right? You like balanced budgets, right? But if you like those things like academic freedom, pro Second Amendment, you like the tax policies of Arizona right now, you got to stay away from Wadsack because she's going to cost us the legislature. I mean, if you look at the stuff that she said that they're going to use against her and go, oh, she's got a chance in a race that they're going to blow. I remember, no one knows who she ran against before. No one knows who the Democrat was. You're going to know the Democrat now. They're going to spend some serious bucks on this race. They see Wadsack as the weak link. So that's why you got to vote for Vince. If you vote for Vince, first of all, watching them together on the stage yesterday, Vince is the adult who understands how it works, understands how the budget works. That's where you're at. And if I'm telling you, if Vince is the state senator, it takes all the craziness off the table. You got to take the craziness off the table. And that's, again, go check out sackwadsack.com. That's what they're going to use. What you see there, they're going to multiply that by 100,000. That's what's coming. All right, let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Tara and Peter are here from the Libertarians. They are meditating in the green room right now. So, and you can't meditate better than Red Barchetta by Rush. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, I was just hanging out with the Libertarians. Tara Ratliff brought us a gluten-free fig cake. She has a fig tree that's blowing up.
No, thank you.
So, great big fig tree,
Big tree.
Big tree. All right.
It's a legacy Tucson tree, you know.
It's true.
Go over to the garden.
Let's see. Let's see. One of our friends that works in Pima County. Speaking of cooling stations, for the past 2 weeks, Pima County has had library of branches not able to open on time, need to close early or close for the whole day because the air conditioning systems keep going out. So much for library cooling stations. Well, we got that going for us.
24 hours that you can go to a gospel rescue mission every day.
Correct.
Okay.
You are correct. Oh, Pima County. Oh, Magoo, you've done it again. I know it just hit me this way, and I think it hit with a lot of people. Here's the scene. Local TV news producer tells the team, we're short 4 stories for the 10 o'clock broadcast tonight. Team response, can't we do just an extra 4 stories about summer heat? I feel, don't get me wrong, I know it's a real thing, but after a while, that's all they do. I mean, there's some serious crap going out on the streets of Tucson. We're never going to have time to do the GOP platform before our libertarian friends come on. Let's, you know what? I brought it up. Let's get rid of Sack Wadsack. Turp-a-turp-a-turp, Knights of the Round Table. Let's see the map dashboard. This is the SALC thing that they do with the University of Arizona. Let's go to... let's see. Economy. Let's do economy. Here we go. Supposedly business growth, they're up 8% from, so their data is only through 2022 on that one. Employment growth is down almost 2% from 2022 to 2023. Real GDP is down 2% from 2021 to 2022. And then this is for the entire region of Tucson. Let's see how we do against against business growth. We're supposedly good on business growth, but again, I think it's an outdated number. GDP by industry. So we talk about growth rate of real GDP from 2022 to 2023, we're in the bottom. Okay. So the only places that are worse than us are Portland, Salt Lake City, and El Paso are worse than us. Albuquerque's better than us, which is that one hurts. San Diego, Phoenix, Denver, San Antonio, Vegas, and Austin are all better than us. This is according to the Southern Arizona Leadership Map Dashboard. You can go to mapaz-dashboard.arizona.edu. Just put map dashboard in your Googlings or DuckDucks and GooseGoose, or whatever you're doing there. Let's get to medium household income. We're in the bottom 3 for median household income. This is against our comp set. These are the cities that are kind of similar. We feel like we compete against. So again, I'm just giving you the numbers from the local numbers. So this is why when that's why I always tell you there's 2 different George Hammonds. There's George when you have like a quiet conversation with him, which sounds like he's very frank. And then when he's doing the $88 per head rubber chicken lunch or really rubbery scrambled eggs, we got problems. But he won't say it as much. He'll kind of... So I love this. We have cost of living. We're okay... I like this. We're voter turnout. That's hilarious. We're down. Love that. Let's do
what?
Yes, sir.
This is voter turnout is down.
Yes, somehow
even because they did all mail elections to make it easy for people to increase to save money. Remember that one?
I remember
to save money and to increase turnout. Oh,
yep. So anyway, that's your map dashboard for today. So. as we like to say. So Matt did the story about as part of the merger of Kroger Albertsons that they need to start selling off some stores. And on the list, there was a few stores in the Safeway, the one in Green Valley, the one in Rancho Vistoso in Oral Valleys, they're Safeways. And then Sierra Vista, and then the Albertsons on Silver Bell, Country Club, North La Cholla, and then the Safeways on Golf Link. Valencia, Golf Links, and Silver Bell are all. And to me, my thing is that they're to be probably sold to the, Matt was bringing up the Piggly Wiggly umpire would buy them.
The Piggly Wiggly. another one of our rural listeners, the John Holden.
Oh, that's true. He's
in
the Piggly Wiggly.
The Piggly Wiggly in Hicksville.
And Hicksville is, you know, and then the one in Stillsboro, named after all the stills they have there. That's also a great one. I think it's a good thing in the end because fries is funny when you look at the comments on Facebook about fries. Everyone hates that damn app, which comes back to the airing of grievances with Laura and Greg that day. Okay. But neither of them are good stores. They're okay. Right? Like Safeway has better produce and meat, but they're amazingly expensive on grocery. Right? Where Fry's meat is like dog meat, right? And their produce is suspect at best sometimes. All right, here comes the libertarians.